For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. MU officials announced updates yesterday on their plans to gradually reopen the campus. The Show Me Renewal Plan begins with limited faculty returning next week. The Columbia, Missourian reports the steps were made in consultation with local health officials. It's the first tangible sign of what leaders hope can be a return to campus this fall by students. This follows MU Interim Chancellor Moon Choi's previous announcement that the first wave of researchers would begin May 20th. The group will be focused on resuming research, but some university leaders and staff who have necessary in-person duties will be approved to return. House lawmakers approved a compromise to enact a statewide Prescription Drug Monitoring Act, potentially putting an end to an 8-year battle. The Narcotics Control Act would establish a statewide prescription monitoring database to track the prescription of drugs with potential for abuse. Missouri is the only state without such a program. The bill now heads to the Senate for approval before reaching the governor's desk. Versions of this bill have failed to reach the finish line for 7 years. Missouri voters will once again get a chance to weigh in on how upcoming redistricting is handled. Yesterday, the State House sent a new redistricting plan to the ballot. Missourians in 2018 voted to make partisan fairness and competitiveness top criteria in drawing State House and Senate districts. The new Republican proposal would shift those to the least important criteria. If approved by voters, the number of people in each House and Senate district could be determined by the number of voters or citizens who live there. Currently, district sizes are based on the total population who lives there. The University of Missouri will pay $175,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by an animal rights group over a public records request. The Beagle Freedom Project asked the university for records pertaining to cats and dogs used for research. The university initially said the group would need to pay over $82,000 for the records, which prompted the lawsuit. The group won at trial last year, and on Monday, a judge ended the case by approving the settlement amount. St. Louis Public Radio reports the Beagle Freedom Project's attorney had at one time offered to settle the lawsuit for $1 and some policy changes at the university. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.